Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Captain Dave Roy Rogers, former base commander of NAS Fallon, and he was also the head of the UAV or drone program at Indian Springs. We're talking drones on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. You know, everybody's been talking about the Tesla effect. Here's our reality. Construction is booming. Roads are under construction. And the job creation and our market, it's booming. Our stable tax base is growing. And thank you, Governor Sandoval and all of the legislators, for delivering on this promise. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. Pro Group provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. Pro Group prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're delighted to welcome back to the program Captain Dave Roy Rogers, former base commander of NAS Fallon, former head of the UAV or drone program at Indian Springs in Southern Nevada. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
It's great to be back with you, Sam. Thanks for the invite.
We've got designated states all across the United States for UAV testing. How are we doing across the country and especially here in Nevada?
Well, my experience in the industry these days, I work for a couple of different companies that are in the UAS business, and I would say everyone's a little bit frustrated. Industry, as well as the six test sites you referred to, with what would be less than was foreseen progress in the six test sites, and there's probably a number of good reasons for those, but it's starting, it's going, it's headed out in the right direction. They're just going really slow.
So what's the cause of the frustration?
Well, you'll probably get 15 different experts to talk about 15 different reasons, but I think the number one thing, and this is just my personal opinion, is having been in the industry for 15 years or so, you know, Congress passed the legislation authorizing the six test sites, but they did not pass any funding line to the FAA to provide much funding behind those test sites. So the test sites are all dependent upon industry to come in and get involved in the industry and use their test sites to do exploratory surgery, so to speak, on various factors involving UAS. So now they have some access to grant money and they have some access to state funds, but not much, and it's certainly not enough to really step out as quickly as anybody in any of the organizations wanted to do. And I think some of the forecasts when we were getting going on these six sites were a little bit overly optimistic, reference how quickly things were going to occur. So that's probably the number one issue. The secondary issue is the FAA and the Federal Aviation Administration, which authorized the sites, has a huge issue on their hands with safety, public safety. And a lot of those regulations and processes that they're, frankly, breaking new ground with, they're erring on the side of caution. So that's hampered operations in some cases, I know, across the six test sites.
Well, let's start with the funding situation for the FAA. It's interesting because the private companies are having, it seems to me, difficulty getting funding as well. There are a lot of companies that want to move to Nevada to be a part of this process, and some have moved their headquarters here, but they don't have the funding they need to really get this thing off the ground. And part of the problem is that at this point in time, all they're allowed to do is things that are for nonprofits like police and fire. They can't do industrial at this point in time. Would you agree with that assessment?
I think that's part of the problem, and that's actually part of the regulatory process that I was referring to in the second part of my earlier comment, Sam. The first operations that FAA decided to authorize were, you know, in the public interest vice industrial applications, such as, you know, maybe agriculture or something like that. So a lot of the folks that are very interested are having to kind of stand by until they get up and running and become proven commodities, tackling some of the more important, you know, in the interest of public safety missions, like, for example, search and rescue or firefighting or hazardous material investigation and stuff like that. So industries had to kind of wait. What you have here, unfortunately, is a bit of a catch-22. Again, you're getting a lot of this personal opinion from me, just having been somebody that's in the industry. You know, industry wants to get involved, but industry in some cases is not allowed to get involved because we're not quite ready to move out in some mission areas, if you want to call them that. And then for industry to invest, they've got to see a return on that investment. So, you know, it's the problem that the six test sites have in some cases to seduce industry into working on your test site. You have to kind of build a case before industry shows up that there's going to be a potential profit for them, or else why would they want to invest? You know, for example, I know that the test sites are looking at some of them, the sense and avoid technologies, because the UASs are going to, eventually the larger UAS is going to have a sense and avoid feature on them. You know, before myself as a big company decides to invest in sense and avoid technology exploration, I'm going to have to see what the market is for that particular product and convince somebody to throw money at it. So it's kind of a catch-22 getting industry involved, because there's not these clear budgetary funding lines downstream. A lot of this technology is very much new and tough to sell to industry to get involved, particularly the larger companies out there that have to take a hard look at this.
All right, Dave, let's take a break. We'll come back and we'll talk more about this, because I want to talk about what's going on around the rest of the world with these drones when we come back after this timeout.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Through our history, the trucking industry has changed a lot. Today's environmentally compliant trucks are cleaner than ever. And through safety initiatives and technology, we've reduced the number of truck-related fatalities by 73%. This is due to the dedication of the hardworking men and women in the trucking industry, who safely deliver 69% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada. We thank you, because trucks move America forward.
Cowboys aren't born, they're made. Through hard work, long days, learning the ropes. Welcome to the Reno Rodeo. The wildest, richest rodeo in the West, the Reno Rodeo.
Get your tickets today.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Captain Dave Roy Rogers, retired former base commander of NAS Fallon, former head of the UAV program at Indian Springs in Southern Nevada. So my understanding is, Dave, that this technology is being used in all around the world. It's just not being used in the United States. So why are companies from Europe, for example, who fly these missions to check out ships, they check out pipelines, all kinds of things that would be dangerous for humans, oil rigs in the North Sea, why are we not getting those kind of companies coming in here that already have, I would imagine, a lot of this technology that we need?
Well, there's a, there's a couple of different explanations for that, Sam. And I suppose the two of us and other people could probably throw stones at, you know, the United States Federal Aviation Administration. The Federal Aviation Administration has taken their time in getting regulations for the operation of unmanned airplanes out there to the public. We lag numerous other countries in our ability to fly unmanned airplanes in the national airspace. You know, the reason for that, FAA would say, is the FAA has always been very stringent and has as their number one top priority public safety. And until they are convinced that these things are safe and being flown in a controlled fashion such that it's not going to cause, you know, damage to anybody or anything, then they're going to be reluctant. It doesn't matter what the international folks are doing. I'm familiar with some of the international companies, and they are, in fact, getting out in front of us. However, I mean, I'll tell you, it's at some greater public safety risk than in this country. Perfect case in point is in Mexico City, they're allowed to fly small drones, unmanned airplanes, you know, the vertical takeoff and land, 8 or 9 pound variety, over their soccer matches. And they had one recently, about 2 months ago, crash in one of their soccer stadiums, just barely, luckily, missed, you know, running into the crowd. So the FAA is worried about that. The other thing, frankly, is the cost of some of the smaller unmanned systems. I'm talking about the kind that are less than 10 pounds and you can probably pick up online or on Amazon or something like that for $1,000, $1,500 or less. It makes it such that anybody out there that's a hobby enthusiast can get their hands on one, and there's probably more potential for that in the United States than there is in some foreign countries with people that just don't have that kind of discretionary income. We are a pretty well-to-do country, and there's a lot of folks out there that are wanting to do things with UAVs. And so FAA is slow, but they need to be absolutely assured that we're being safe. You're probably familiar. There are recently published about 2 months ago anyway, draft regulations for the operation of small UAS in the public airspace. Those are referred to as SUAS rules. And those are in draft. The public comment period on that ends 30 June. It's on the FAA.gov website. There's going to be a back and forth based on the comments they receive, and we expect those rules to be promulgated right around the early part of 2016. That's the FAA timeline. That's going to open things up quite a bit. Now, there's going to the rules for the smaller UAVs, and that's the class that I'm talking about. The small UAS is below 55 pounds technically, but realistically what we're talking about is the kind that are 10 pounds or so, and most of them are quad rotor or quadcopters, they're called. Those rules are going to be very restrictive. You're going to have to maintain line of sight, it's called, with the air vehicle. You're going to have some ground training and some experience with airborne flight, certified by the FAA, if you will, to be able to operate one of these. So it's not going to be quite as simple as the remote control airplane hobby enthusiast rules that are currently in existence.
Well, you know, I Googled drones just for fun before I came over to do the interview. There are 61 million hits on a Google search, and there's tons of them for sale all over the Internet.
Absolutely. And it's kind of the church of what's happening now. Everybody's infatuated with the things. Unfortunately, a lot of the public image of a drone is, a predator that's armed with a Hellfire missile taking out bad guys overseas. That's not really what we're talking about here, at least not the first steps. The first steps that the FAA is going to make is with that smaller class of air vehicle and the kind that the 99 percentile kind you can buy out there to play around with. Or if you're beyond playing around with it, there are many very helpful applications. The real estate folks can't wait to get their hands on them. A lot of law enforcement agencies want to get their hands on them, not for law enforcement in the typical sense of the word, but using them for emergency management makes all kinds of sense.
Well, also, I understand that the cops would love to have something where somebody's inside of a building and they want to be able to find out what's going on inside that building. They can send a drone in there and see how many people are in there, what kind of weapons they may have, all kinds of safety issues that they wouldn't have to send a live officer in. Just seems to make a lot of sense.
It does, and there's numerous other applications, too. I mean, you know, Joe Farmer out there in Iowa that has 640 acres of corn, there's an automated way to fly a drone and take pictures of his cornfield and help him better manage, you know, the three key ingredients that go into that cornfield, being fertilizer, pesticides, and water.
Okay, let me put you on hold here for just a second. We'll take another break, and we'll come back more with Dave Rogers after this timeout.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. What is Switch? The answer, they represent the most dynamic growth industry in the United States today. Data storage, the information of the world. Here they're building the first of many 1 million square foot facilities. It's in their new campus. It's for eBay. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada.
If you're sitting on a structured settlement, don't just sell it for a small pile of cash. Sell it for a bigger pile. Just call J.G. Wentworth and say, "I need cash now." They can give you more cash than anyone else. More than taking out a loan or maxing out your credit card, because there's no debt. More because you're not borrowing. It's your money. Getting more cash is faster and easier when you call J.G. Wentworth. They've helped tens of thousands get a bigger lump sum of cash. J.G. Wentworth is the number one structured settlement payment purchasing company. Instead of sitting on structured settlement payments, call now and explore getting more. You'll be sitting pretty soon. Don't just think about getting more. Pick up the phone and call J.G. Wentworth and never settle for less than more.
Call 1-800-741-3093. That's 1-800-741-3093. Call now.
Have you called about your Social Security disability application that's been denied?
If your disability claim has been denied, do something about it now. Call us and let us get you all the benefits you've earned. And you pay nothing until your disability application is approved. Plus, your first visit is free. David Allen and Associates. We get results. I'm David Allen.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Captain Dave Roy Rogers, former base commander of NAS Fallon and former head of the UAV or drone program at Indian Springs in Southern Nevada. Dave, my crack staff here brought up Section 333, Section 333, with a COA under 200 feet. Is this a waiver that, for example, Amazon has received for testing their drone program for deliveries?
A 333 exemption, it's called, applies to using drones commercially. And yes, as long as you stay below 200 feet, you can use them for commercial applications. Those 333 exemptions are given by the FAA in the interest, in the public's interest. So if I'm Joe Farmer out in Iowa somewhere, they're not going to give me a 333 exemption because that growing corn is not necessarily in the public's interest. So people like, you know, news media outlets, law enforcement agencies, that's what the 333 is designed for. Amazon is a bit of a stretch, and I don't know exactly what's going on with their exemption. However, I'll tell you, there's numerous other rules that are attached to any specific exemption. And not having seen theirs, I don't know what rules are attached to theirs. I will tell you that just because the FAA has granted you the authority to fly in the national airspace, that authority comes with pretty strict limitations. For example, you're not allowed to fly over, quote, populated areas. That's relatively loosely defined, but is generally defined by five or more people in a small radius. You're not allowed to fly over cities. And so you can see there's some pretty severe restrictions with the application that the Amazon folks are wanting to pursue.
Isn't that called a know before you fly?
What's that?
Isn't that called know before you fly?
Well, not exactly. It's called you're not allowed to fly unless you've more or less got an exact route that's going to deconflict some of those places that you have to avoid. So they're going to have a tough time delivering products in urban areas, like Mr. Bezos apparently wants to do with drones, until we can get past some of those urban-related airspace issues. And it's the same thing that helicopters have to deal with and everything else. There's restrictions on where they can fly.
Okay, Dave, we got about a minute and a half. I wanted to hit one other issue here for sure, which is privacy issues, and that seems to be popping up all over the place.
It absolutely is a monster issue. And you know, Second Amendment, Fourth Amendment type issues with drones. I've worked with five or six different law enforcement agencies that are flying drones. Every one of them is uber sensitive reference privacy issues. And they specifically create, all of them must create, in, or they don't get approval to fly them from the FAA, what's called a standing operating procedure. The standing operating procedure contains guidelines for their operators not to use the drones for spying on people, observing people in specific without a warrant. So these drone applications that could be a potential infringement of our privacy rights are not allowed by the FAA. And, you know, if you're out there trying to find some kid that's lost in a canyon somewhere in Nevada, that's a perfect application. But if you're out there monitoring the intersection for traffic light violations, that is not allowed.
Well, it's going to be very interesting to see how this all comes out. It's very frustrating, I think, for all of us that the regulations are taking so long. It would be wonderful to see Congress get involved. And I know that our congressional delegation monitors this program, and hopefully they can have some input into perhaps some of the funding issues. But it's still a very exciting technology, and can't wait for the future developments. And we will be back in touch with you, sir, to find out more as it develops. Thank you so much for your time, as always.
Okay, take care, Sam.
All right, we'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Marshall Realty, featured home of the week. Our market is on fire right now, and home values are up dramatically. So if you want top dollar and massive exposure, call me today so we can have your home featured right here on TV.
When you're seriously injured, it's all about the money.
Money you need after an accident. Money the insurance company doesn't want to give you.
Laub & Laub has a know-how and attitude to fight for the money you deserve.
Call Laub & Laub.
One family, one owner, serving Northern Nevada since 1964. As your couture, dry cleaner, and alteration specialist, and the only cleaner of fine French linen. From Deluxe Laundry, our signature brand, to our expert drapery, blind, and window treatment cleaning service. From handbag cleaning in a clutch, to a nationalized partner in textile restoration. Bobby Page's, 50 years of innovation. We're not just a dry cleaner, we're your neighborhood textile group. Visit us at bobbypages.com.
I always tell our clients that our job is to move the money from the insurance companies into their hands for their injuries. That's why they're hiring us.
Golightly in Vanna, 222-3333.
Your destination for the finest Mexican food in Northern Nevada is La Posada Real in Reno and Carson City. Family-owned and operated, La Posada Real offers royal accommodations and undeniably the best-tasting Mexican cuisine this side of any border. La Posada Real is the place to meet family and friends for great food, great times, and world-famous margaritas. La Posada Real in Reno at Longley and McCarran, and now in Carson City at Retail Drive and College Parkway in the Walmart Shopping Center.
Getting your home exposed on TV is creating so much activity that buyers and sellers have more options than ever before. Call me today if you want to have your home featured right here as our home of the week.
On our next broadcast, is the recovery real? We'll talk with the dean of UNR's Business School, Greg Mosier, on the next Nevada Newsmakers. We'll see you then.